I'm joined now by the head coach of the Houston Texans. They are coming off an 8-8 season. They play in a rough division. Gary Kubiak is my guest. Gary, nice to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Gary, great to have you. You guys overcame so much early on in the season last year. You had a tough schedule. You dealt with the hurricane, and the team ended up winning 5 of its last 6 to finish up the year. How much did your team show you in finishing the year the way they did?
Well, I think they showed a lot of character, Jim. I mean, we got off to an 0-4 start, and not only were we 0-4, but against Miami in Game 5, I think we had 4th and 10 and 4th and 6 to win the game. So, I mean, it was looking pretty bleak at that point. But we've got a young football team, and, you know, when things start going that way, you kind of, you know, you find out a lot about yourself. You can go one way or the other, and our guys dug down deep. We went 8-4 the last 12 games, and you know, hopefully we started to turn this thing around in the right direction. But, you know, we're in a tough division, and we're going to have to play good football week in and week out to be competitive.
Did you know that that group had that in it, or do you never really know until they do it?
No, I did, because actually, Jim, I thought we had played some good football in a couple of those games. We went to Jacksonville and lost in overtime 30-27. I think we had a 17-point lead on the Colts in week 4 and let the game get away from us. So, I mean, I thought we were right there. We just, you know, weren't making the plays at the end of the game to finish them off. And, you know, but we kept working. I think our guys kept in perspective and, you know, just battled their way out of it.
Texans head coach Gary Kubiak joins us. So does a finish like that carry you through the entire offseason and into the next year, or do you just start from scratch all over again?
Well, I think it definitely helped us, you know, get going in the offseason. But, you know, this league is about starting from scratch each year. I mean, there's so much movement. Free agency, those type of things. Teams change so much more now than when I played. And this team being a very, very young team, we went out and added some new faces with Antonio Smith being the biggest name. And we changed defensive coordinators. So, you know, we're trying to put our group together right now. We've been working against the Saints here for a couple of days. We've had some really good practices against them, and they're a fine football team. So hopefully we can just continue to step forward.
You talk about the defense. Your new coordinator is Frank Bush. Offensively, Gary, you know you're going to move the ball. If everybody stays healthy, you know you'll put points up. But when you have a new defense with a new coordinator and you've got new personnel, how long does it take for a unit like that to gel?
Well, hopefully not long, Jim. I mean, that's where this team has to make the biggest strides. We've got to find some consistency there. I think, you know, one of the things we've battled, we've played a lot of people. We haven't had the same group on the field a good number of times like we have on the offensive side of the ball, so hopefully that can settle down. Frank's doing a wonderful job with him. We played well last week against Kansas City. I know it's only one preseason game, but I just think we're more athletic with Cushing, with Antonio Smith, and people like that. You know, just give us a chance to make more plays on the ball.
Gary Kubiak is my guest. Talk about Matt Schaub. Are you looking for him to take the next step this year, or maybe are you just looking for him to stay on the field?
Well, kind of both, Jim. I mean, when he's been on the field, he's been a pretty productive player in this league. But he's struggled the last 2 years. And, you know, I think him staying on the field comes from a lot of directions. First off, he's got to, you know, get rid of the ball some and not take some of those shots. But we've got to protect him better, especially from a running back standpoint. It's someplace that we've got to improve as a football team. And I think if our overall football team does improve defensively, special teams, and naturally, your quarterback's not trying to make every play. So, you know, I think it's about continuing to get this team better. And Matt, just understanding that for this team to be as good as it can be, he's got to be out there for 16 weeks.
You know, Gary, speaking of running backs, it's kind of interesting. You've got Chris Brown, who has not played in a regular season game since 07. He's had back issues. He's out there right now. Do you think he's going to make it and be able to contribute and help you out?
Well, I'll tell you, Jim, he's been excellent in this camp. I know he was very disappointed last year. We brought him in here to do a job, and it didn't work out. He hurt his back in camp last year. He really dedicated himself this offseason, probably our hardest worker. And, you know, stepping on the field last week against Kansas City was a big step in the right direction as far as what we're expecting from him. So I'm just keeping my fingers crossed. He can definitely help this team. We need a big back. We need to play better in the red zone, run the football better. And if Chris is healthy, I think it gives us a chance to do that.
Now, when you talk about your good workers, Andre Johnson comes to mind. It's not always the case, Gary, that your wide receiver is one of your best leaders, but just the way he carries himself, the way he goes about his work. Talk about what a great job he does, not only in making plays, but in leading and doing so quietly.
Yeah, he's a very soft-spoken guy, just a tremendous worker. You know, I've had the opportunity to be around some great players and Jerry Rice, and then I had Rod Smith and McCaffrey all them years in Denver, and one thing all these guys have in common is how hard they work, and I can't say that I've ever seen anyone work as hard as Andre. A lot of credit to him. He stayed the course in this city. I mean, through some tough times with an expansion football team. Never says a word, just does his job. And if this organization is going to get over the top, then I think he's definitely going to be the one leading it.
Now, Gary, you're going to let Kyle Shanahan call the plays this year. Why did you decide to do that, and is that a tough thing for you to give up?
Yeah, I mean, it is tough when you've been doing it for so long, but I've gotten so comfortable with him. He coached the receivers for me his first year, then the quarterbacks his second year, and, of course, was a coordinator last year. You know, my relationship with him is a lot like the one I had with his dad, and you know, our preparation together, I'm just very comfortable once we get to game day that, you know, we're on the same page. And he's got a bright, bright future, Jim. I got a feeling I won't have him long, but I think he's going to be a fine play caller. He's already a fine coach.
Is it kind of funny, Gary, do you look at him sometimes and see the old man, or what's it like coaching with the old man's kid?
Yeah, it's kind of funny sometimes because I know I'm being hard on him sometimes, and I'm sure he's probably thinking, golly, he's giving me a rough time.
Payback.
In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, boy, if you'd have been with me and your dad. So I'm getting even with him.
You know, let me finally ask you this. You guys were 8-8 again last year. It's a given. It's about getting to the postseason this year. So as the head coach, do you talk about that openly? Is it out there, or is nothing ever said, and does everybody just know?
I think we have to talk about it, Jim. I mean, if you're in this business for any other reason, I mean, you're spinning your wheels. And, you know, we got started. We knew that we had a lot of work to do here in Houston to get competitive and have a chance to maybe be a playoff football team. You know, I think we're to the point right now where we're capable of playing some very good football. We need to be more consistent. But, you know, that's what we need to be talking about. That's what our players need to be thinking about. And, you know, we've got a lot of guys on this team that have never tasted that type of thing. And until they do, you know, it's hard to really to get over the top and be an organization that's thought of that way year in and year out. So if we're going to put in the work, I mean, let's feel like we got a chance to do it.
Houston Texans head coach Gary Kubiak visiting with us. Gary, I appreciate that visit. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Texans. Texans have always been, since their inception, a great jungle team. And so far in recent days, we've had their head coach, we've had their star wide receiver. They have always been a great jungle team. My man Kevin Cooper with the Texans making that happen. And Gary Kubiak doing it. Thanks, coach. And they open with the Jets.